Dear friends, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us again this week for another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Tonight, our practice is that with the use of words of power. Words of power is the actual definition of the word mantra. And when it comes to mantras, it is true that through the unveiling of Gnosis and Samael making this wisdom openly available to all of us, we have within our reach many of these words of power that are fragments and words of the great language of gold. This is that universal language, that dialect that is the one of all of the masters and all of the angels and all of the devas. And when we use these words, well, not only the vowels have certain influences in certain areas of our body, but we are making invocations that are indeed very, very powerful. But listen to this. For us to chant mantra, we do not need to limit ourselves to just these words. It does not have to be just the mantra Om, or just the mantra Pandir, or just the mantra Rusti, or just whatever mantra. The creative power of the word exists in each and every one of us. And we know very well that when we use our words in ways that are edifying and essentially dignifying, we can uplift those who have been suffering with an afflicted heart. We also know that when we apply the wrong intentions and we apply the negative emotions into our words can become very toxic and poisonous, and we can bring about a tremendous amount of suffering as well. So what this is telling us is that we do not need to depend on any language. Does not have to be Coptic or Aramaic. It does not have to be the language of gold. It can be in our very own beautiful language. What is necessary is that when we chant them, that we chant them with consciousness, that we empower the consciousness by maintaining that remembrance of self, and that every time that we intone these words and we verbalize them, that we do that seeking the best benefit for all of humanity, everyone around us. That is when we start indeed creating a good impact with the use of the word. And the mantra that we're going to be using tonight is the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum. This is the way that the mantra is written. In the Buddhist tradition, it is chanted exactly like that. Om Mani Padme Hum. But when Samael gives us this mantra, Samael, who happened to be a Lama himself, he tells us, this mantra is written in one way, but we will pronounce it different. Om Masi Padme Jom. This mantra, if we were to translate it, it would mean so many things. Because here within this mantra, we have an invocation to the innermost. Here within this mantra, we have an invocation to the Father of our Father. But if we had to translate it within the limitations of our own language, this mantra would mean, O God in me. Every time that we chant the mantra, Om Masi Padme Hum, we are surrendering ourselves to our innermost. We are making ourselves available as a delicate and fine instrument at the level of the mind and the emotion and the vitality, the physicality itself. This is a beautiful mantra that helps us not only relax our physicality, calm down our mind, build superior emotions. This is a mantra of adoration. This is a mantra of veneration. This is a mantra of ritualistic practice. This is a mantra that contains within itself plenty of philosophy. So now we can understand better why they are called words of power. And in our practice today, Now that we have our candle lit, now that we may have some good frankincense burning, we will relax our physical body. We're going to invoke of our innermost, and we are simply going to let ourselves go with this flow, relaxing the mind, the body, and the emotions, chanting profoundly this invocation, O God in me. And if it so happens that in that quietude of the mind, your consciousness emancipates, and you happen to experience, even for a fraction of a second, what is the illuminating void, so be it. And when you come back from that experience, you will be completely transformed. Just don't share it with anybody. Make it private, esoteric, occult, within your own secret. If it so happens that as you are sitting and chanting this mantra, you happen to feel a little vibration here, or you tend to see then the manifestations of the colors of the astral light within the eye of dogma, the eye of the mind, then so be it. Experience it with satisfaction and with gratitude, but focus on the exercise. Because there is one thing that we should not do when it comes to chanting mantras or meditating or doing any one of our practices, and is to allow ourselves to flow with our own fanaticisms. It is common for many students to say, I meditate and I sit and I see this being next to me standing, and it's doing this and it's doing that. And yet, even though many friends have these very profound transcendental experiences, many other friends get trapped within fantastic elements of the mind. And it is good when that happens, because it gives us a good opportunity for discovery. But when we apply that superior logic, when we know that angels, archangels, thrones, powers, dominions, the seraphim, the cherubim, all of the celestial hierarchies, they are interested in seeing us be successful in the exercise of meditation. They are looking forward to the moment in which we can reestablish that connection with the innermost. The moment that those faculties of imagination, inspiration, and intuition vibrate in vibrant harmony within our own and with the innermost itself. They look for that. And for us to think that an angel would come and stand next to us and create a distraction and alter that balance between 50% awake and 50% asleep, and still just be there and not communicate. Well, you see, that is where the mind and the ego start playing their tricks, just to be able to dissuade us away from the good-hearted practice. So whatever your experience is, enjoy it. Whatever your experience is, maintain it within your own secret. But for our practice, relax the mind, relax the body, and allow your consciousness to be the one who assumes ownership of this work and chants, O God in me. So for our practice tonight, what do you say if we go ahead and we close our eyes? Mantra Om Masi Padme Yom. As we intone it, it has a tremendous influence over our heart center. And that should be of no surprise to us, because we know that of the three atoms that exist within our own selves, the atom of the Father, the atom of the Son, and the atom of the Holy Spirit, it is the atom of the Son, the one that corresponds with our heart temple. The Adam of the Father has made many efforts to communicate with us. But our intellect is so busy with all of its projections that when the Father communicates, those signals become clouded and mistranslated within the mind itself. The Adam of the Holy Spirit makes many efforts to stimulate us into the work, to communicate with us. But the Adam of the Holy Spirit that resides in the pineal gland corresponds itself with our sexual organs. And when we receive the stimulus of the Holy Spirit, the ego incorrectly translates that stimulus. And with so much conditioning out of our own lusts, we tend to misinterpret those stimulus from the Holy Spirit. So the Father has no other option than to allow the communication to be through the Son. This is why the Father sends the Son to redeem man. Because the atom of the Son that is in the pituitary gland right there at the root of our nose corresponds with our heart. This is why the Father sent his Son to experience that cosmic drama and to give us in humanity gnosis, which is a doctrine of the heart itself. So when we chant the mantra Om Masi Padme Jom, we are encouraging the harmonious vibration of our heart center, of that church that exists in the temple of our heart. It is here in the heart where all of our merits are captured. It is here in our heart where we gain dominion over the airs, over hurricanes, storms. It is here in the heart where we see the opportunity to develop the faculties of imagination, inspiration, and intuition. So now that we are sitting comfortably with our eyes closed, let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2. One, two. One, two. Let's take a moment and let's make ourselves aware of the sensations in our physical body. If there's any piece of clothing that feels a little tight at this time of the day, whether it's the watch or the shoes, or maybe the socks, maybe the belt, this is a good time just to loosen it. Because by loosening that and taking away that sensation, we help minimize our distractions. And as we do that and we come back into a comfortable posture, some of you may choose to do this exercise sitting down. Others may choose to assume the posture of a corpse. And yet others may choose to assume the posture of a five-pointed flaming star. If you're laying on your back, this is a good moment to align yourself with the magnetic north if you are sitting on a chair. This is a good moment to orient yourself towards the east, towards that region where the sun rises every morning to inundate us with Christic energy. Now that we're comfortable, let's take a deep breath in through the nose and 1, 2. One, two. One, two. And let's bring our attention to our feet. And let's relax the body by using this practice of the gnomes. As we use our imagination, our objective imagination, to see that our body is populated by an infinite amount of these little gnomes. Let's allow them to walk outside of the body, out through the soles of our feet, one by one. And as we see these little gnomes walking out of our body, leaving our body out the soles of our feet, we immediately start feeling that softness that grows from our toes to our heels, our ankles, up our shins and our calves, all the way up to our knees. We experience this initial sensation of relaxation with much gratitude, simply because we have been given a new opportunity to all come together on a single heart for this practice. And a new opportunity where the time and the distance are no obstacle for us to unite our hearts as a single family. And experiencing this sensation of gratitude, we take another deep breath in 1, 2. And as we exhale, we allow ourselves to continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. And we experience that sensation of relaxation growing from our knees, deep within our thighs, all the way up to our hips, and once there, we allow that softness to grow and expand towards the outside, so that every particle, every atom, every tissue, every ligament experiences this sensation of relaxation. And just like that, we can immediately feel that sensation of softness from the tips of our toes all the way up to our hips. And with it, that gentle vibration that comes with a relaxed state. We experience this sensation with satisfaction. Because as this sensation is just right. And it does not need any of our extra effort. And as we take a deep breath in one, as we exhale, we allow that sensation of relaxation to continue growing upwards in our body. And as it continues to grow upwards, we bring about that sensation of relaxation onto our sexual organs, our lower back, to the muscles in our belly. We bring about relaxation to our internal organs, our intestines, our liver, our pancreas, our spleen. We continue breathing in through our nose. And as we allow the relaxation of our diaphragm, we start experiencing how our exhalations become not only more gentle, but longer, and so much more effortless. So we continue focusing in our breathing, in through our nose, out through our nose. And as we deliberately bring our objective imagination once again to the soles of our feet, as we continue observing those little gnomes walking out of our body, one by one, we allow that sensation of relaxation to expand, and we relax our heart, our lungs, and we allow that relaxation to continue growing and expanding up our back to the area of our neck, and from there to expand into our shoulders, to cascade down our arms to our elbows, our wrists, our hands, and out our fingers. Make yourself aware of the sensation of relaxation that inundates and permeates throughout all of your physicality. This is the natural state of the human being. Be certain that you can invoke your innermost and ask your innermost to bring back this very same deep state of relaxation at any given moment, whether today or in the upcoming days. And as we experience this gentle vibration throughout all of our physical body, we experience it with gratitude and with satisfaction. And we focus in our breath. And as we breathe in through our nose and exhale out through our nose, We allow that relaxation to continue growing up our neck to the back of our head. We relax our jaw, our lips, our tongue. We relax our eyes and our eyelids. We relax the muscles of our forehead. We actively seek to achieve that balance between the vigil state and the sleep state. And as we continue breathing in through our nose, out through our nose, we finally allow that sensation of relaxation to complete its growth all the way up to the top of our head. If you would, use your objective imagination to see that there is a very gentle hue of blue light that radiates from your body. A very gentle hue of blue light that emanates out the top of our head and extends upwards into the heavens and the cosmos. Divine Father, we're here humbly at your presence, giving you infinite thanks for this new opportunity to come together and for this new practice. We ask of you, Father, that you bring into action our consciousness so that it becomes active in the chanting of this mantra. Divine Father, we offer you ourselves as an instrument so that you may partake of this exercise. And we offer it. We offer it to you. Let's go ahead and chant the mantra. Om Masi Padme Yom. Padme Yom. Om Masi Padme Masi Padme Jom. Om 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 Masi Padme Jom. Masi Padme Jom. Om 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 Namaste Padme Om Namaste Padme Om Namaste Padme Om Namaste Padme Om 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 Yom. Om Asi Padme Jom. 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 As we are chanting these mantras, you can use your objective imagination to see the rotation of that heart center, the chakra anahata, rotating clockwise. Clockwise as when you are standing facing a clock on the wall, following the direction of the hands of the clock. Om Asi Padme Jom. 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 Om Asi Padme Om Asi Padme Jom 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 Om Asi Padme Chom. Om Asi Padme Chom. Om Asi Padme Jom. 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 Asi Padme Jom. Om 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 Padme Jom Om Masi 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 Padme Padme Jom Om Masi Padme Jom Om Masi Padme Jom
Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for the opportunity that you give us for this practice. We ask of you, we beg of you with our soul and our heart, that you awaken in us the faculties of imagination, inspiration, and intuition. We beg of you with our heart and our soul, that you awaken in us the superior faculties of our heart. We ask of this in your holy name. Amen. 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 Very well. So we can take a deep breath in 1, 2. Slowly wiggle our fingers, our toes, and still maintain that remembrance of self. And dear friends, this has been our practice today with the mantra Om Masi Padme Jom. Thank you so much for joining us this exercise. And not much for us, but to wish you a great weekend, and may all beings be happy. Have a good night.